This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening to matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth. What a joy to be here, and in fact, as you know by now, that is what Inside Wealth is all about. It's about a joy for living. It's not just about our money, but to the extent we look at money, and let's face it, you know, it buys some great things in life, even beyond our survival mode. We take a look at how we can create money in our own lives by being the best of who we are, by taking out digging deep and accessing all these values and virtues of the best of who we are as human beings and bring them out into the world, even to create financial wealth. Even if there are people out there who do things differently, you know, we get to actually live in our own skin and bones and settle for nothing less than the best of who we are as human beings. And that is what Inside Wealth is all about. And to that extent, we've got a great guest today, Matt Emmons, the CEO of Shire Pharmaceuticals, who also co-authored a fantastic book that I read called Zenobia. It's a curious book, by its own admission, because the subtitle is The Curious Book of Business, a tale of triumph over yes-men, cynics, hedgers, and other corporate killjoys. So when you're talking about killjoys, we know that is actually the underbelly of Inside Wealth, because we're not talking about killjoy, we're talking about living joy. So we have Matt on the program. We'll talk about his book and also how he walks his talk with Shire Pharmaceuticals, because it's more than just words these days, don't you know? Especially as we're in this political campaign where there are a lot of words being tossed around a lot, and it really comes down to what do people do? What decisions do they make and what actions do they take? It's that simple. We also have with us our valued Brain Trust member, Kevin Grauman, joining us, who is one of the members, the attendees of this kind of closed circle called the TED Conference. Maybe you've heard of it. It takes place annually in Monterey. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And it's a who's who of technologists, you know, people like Sergey Brin and Larry Page of Google, the founders of Google. Entertainers, Cameron Diaz was there. Meg Ryan has been there in the past. Robin Williams was there. And design. And together, they bring the brightest minds in the world together. And they share their thoughts. And it's amazing how many people actually open the learning, no matter how many millions and in some cases billions they have in their pockets. So we'll hear from Kevin, the insider's view of what went on at the TED conference from his humble perspective. But before we get to Matt and Kevin, you get this week's heaping helping, what we call affectionately as our bowl of stew. Well, this week's bowl of stew, we're mixing it up pretty good. In fact, it's actually inspired by the book Zenobia and its co-author, Matt Emmons, who will be visiting us with us very shortly. And specifically, I couldn't help but notice, you know, it has some amazing topics and subject titles for each chapter. And as I started to get to the end of the book, something really profoundly affected me. And I'm actually thumbing through the pages right now to see exactly how profound I was affected, because one of the things, as you may realize, and maybe it's in your life too, I'm not sure how old you are, but isn't your to-do list rather high these days? What'd you have for lunch yesterday? I don't know. Exactly my point. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's why I was having a bit of a minor senior moment here. But the title was called Yield Nothing to Those Who Can't See Past Themselves. Well, let me state that one again. Yield nothing to those who can't see past themselves. Because I got to tell you, in case you couldn't guess, well, I will tell you, because I won't even have you guess. What we are doing right now, what I personally am doing beyond this radio show, is its parent company is called Enjoy Media Inc., okay? And we are taking this radio show into a video format called Inner Espresso. Yummy. Here you get the bowl of stew, there you get the inner espresso, okay? And it's really about, as one would conjure, one would think, it's about waking us up on the inside. And it's also about having a little bit, packing a big wallop. So here we are, and this is designed to actually be introduced into corporate America to create this vibrant corporate culture and more fully engage people at work? Because how many people do you know, and maybe you're one of them, that you actually view work as a necessary evil? Well, you go through work every day, you know you need the money, you know you need the coin. And you go through it, and maybe you don't quite give it your best. Maybe you don't quite give it your all. Maybe you're really frustrated with the structure of it all and the impersonality of it all, where you have the corporate executives somewhere behind that curtain or that corporate veil somewhere. They're kind of hiding out, being a little inanimate, and possibly not completely living the mission or the value statement or the vision statement of the company. Maybe, you know, a lot of people have that experience, and maybe you are one of them. Okay. In fact, that's one of the things this book addresses with Zenobia is just that, but we'll get into that. But the thing is this, is as we talk about, as that one particular title of that chapter, yield nothing to those who can't see past themselves. I want to tell you how I've been applying that in my own life, and as we're taking this Enjoy Media and looking at this inner espresso as really being our financial engine. Because, you know, in case you couldn't guess by now, I'll speak for myself, I have a vision for the world that is so far different than what you see in the newspapers, what you see in People magazine, and the way most of us view life and just say, you know, that's the way it is. You want me to be specific? I'll be specific. I see the world as an absolute playground, and that if each of us were to really live our truths and go beyond all these stories that we were born into, whether it's the political structures, the economic structures, the religious structures, whatever it is that separates us, I think deep down we all know that we're all human beings, that we're all here on the planet at the same time. And I think we could all raise our hands and say, what is the greatest feeling out there in the whole world? It's love. That is the greatest feeling in the whole world. Now, guys, you may be thinking something else right now, but you know what I'm talking about. It really is at its heart. It's that feeling inside of our body that just feels so amazing. So amazing. And I think we all know on a profound level that all of us are just human beings, whether we're in Africa, China, you know, Jewish, Muslim, we're all human beings. And I know that on a profound level, if each of us were to take all of our stories and all the history and just for a moment, check it at the door, just leave it out there somewhere so we could be here right now, present in this moment, I think each of us would confess on a deep level that if we had the power, the creative juice, to change this world and create a world we wanted to live in, it would be a lot more playful, a lot more laughter, a lot more fun, a lot more abundance for a lot more people. And all this thing called poverty and hunger and scarcity mentality and lying and cheating and stealing, all these things would not exist. Now, I know we've been taught that's part of the human condition. And clearly, what Enjoy Media is here to do is help to bust those myths and bust those structures so truly we can live a life of more moments in joy. Which means that we're going to have moments of anger and struggle, possibly, and disappointment and sadness, and that is part of the human experience. Because, you know, when we talk about joy, if each of us were in this state of joy in every moment, some of us would say that feels like heaven. And some of us would say, sounds like you're dead. Because it would be that high hum, as opposed to having the full experience of what this world has to offer us. And sometimes it does have challenge, and sometimes it does have disappointment, which, of course, gives us even greater opportunity to appreciate the moments when we're not struggling. And so we're talking about yielding nothing. Talking about yielding nothing to those who can't get past themselves. How we're applying that in our business here is saying, you know what? I know we're all in this together. We're here to be of service. How can we be of greatest service, knowing full well there's enough money to go around for everybody? And as we're seeing past the people who can't get past themselves in the fear of scarcity and needing to have exclusive relationships or needing to define things in a certain way that help to maximize their own and possibly minimize or limit the potential impact that we could be having either together or even separately, It's an opportunity to see past it and yield nothing. And stay committed to what we know in our hearts is true, which is that love is the highest standard. We're here to have maximum impact, to create the kind of world we want to live in. And to do that requires a very strong financial engine and truly being of service and walking that talk. And all I can tell you is stay tuned, people, because the yeses that we're getting are from amazing corporations who've been around and business people who've been around a very long time with a lot of zeros in their bank account, and they're getting it and they want to get more of it. And it's a beautiful thing. So here it is, people. Yield nothing to those who can't see past themselves. And specifically, go into your heart and really figure out for yourself what is true and settle for nothing less. With that, we have Matt Emmons, the CEO of Shire Pharmaceuticals and co-author of this wonderful book, Xenobia, The Curious Book of Business, A Tale of Triumph Over Yes Men, Cynics, Hedgers, and Other Corporate Killjoys. Matt, thank you for joining us and welcome to Inside Wealth.
It's a pleasure, Stu. Pleasure to be here.
So, Matt, before we get into your successes at Shire and your insights in the book, how do you describe success? How do you define it?
Well, in the book, we basically have a young lady. She's the hero, and she's looking for success. And that success in the book is described as a room, and she's answering a want ad. And the whole metaphorical trip that she takes is about finding success, and the book is open to what that is, and you describe it yourself. To me, success is what makes you happy and gives you a sense of fulfillment, and that can be at any level, at any salary or income, and it can be at any stage of your life, and it can happen multiple times. So that's the way I would describe it.
Do you have a specific formula or recipe for your own success?
I do not. In fact, you might call me the accidental CEO. I mean, basically, I was always surprised when I got promoted. So that wasn't success. I think success to me was doing something that was greater than what I was currently in, and coming up with new ideas and trying to involve people and trying to, I think more importantly, get really smart people to communicate more with each other so that they had an effect on one another, that they learned from one another. And if you watched it in a room, it would look like an idea starting out and getting better versus what happens in a lot of big companies where an idea starts out and somebody says, you know, the problem with that is, that's my favorite opening phrase of corporate America, is the problem with that is, that's very telling of an internally focused organization and one that squashes new ideas, risk-taking, creativity, and ultimately the human spirit.
Mm. And I think we all know that the bottom line here is that innovation is more than ever, especially in this competitive world that we live in, is going to be the key to who's going to survive here.
I agree with that, and I think innovation in some ways becomes more difficult in the world because more and more things have been invented, but in another way, there's more and more things to draw from, and if innovation can be just allowed in corporations, I think amazing things would happen. I think structurally they work against it. In the book, we talk a lot about a structure that's put in place that's no longer relevant. In fact, it starts out with an Italian author, Calvino, talking about walking upon a building that's on stilts, but it's in the middle of the desert. Obviously, at one time, there was an ocean there, and the building was built for a different purpose.
So what did inspire this book, Xenobia? Why did you write it?
Well, Xenobia was my co-author, Beth Kephart, and I had sat down one day, and, you know, she'd kind of reminiscing. We had been working together. She is as an author and a constructor of many of our internal communication organs, and she's done annual reports as well as her own novels. And she said, you know, you ought to write a book. And I said, no, you write books. I said, I've done business for 35 years. And we chatted about it, and she said, well, I'll write the book if you help with the ideas. And we sat down and talked about it, and she came up with some amazing, metaphorical connections, having known me and just took some of my ideas and I think brought them to life.
We're going to go to a break shortly, but just before we do, can you explain why the fable format? I must tell you, it was highly effective, and it had this whole Alice in Wonderland kind of imagery surrounding it, but why the fable?
Well, I think that there's been enough 10 Steps books written in the world to satisfy us for probably the next 300 years. And I think to be so precise, step one is step two, step three, is rather arrogant. I think that if you put it in fable form and let somebody interpret it as they would a painting or a sculpture, basically in terms of their view of the world and their situation, I think it's much more valuable. I think a fable allows people to talk about something. You know, well, what did you think about step one when he said that, establish your goals? I mean, there's nothing to talk about there. But if you say, what do you think why is this heroine that we have in this book dressed in red shoes and striped socks, and why is she different than everybody else in the book? You get the idea that we're having somebody see and feel what it's like to be different.
We're here with Matt Emmons. In fact, stay tuned for more, where we'll get business lessons from Zenobia and the CEO of Shire Pharmaceuticals, Matt Emmons, right here on Inside Wealth. We'll have more Inside Wealth right here on Talk Radio 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco.